Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to start the show today, as always. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, let's get that bad news out the way.
Man, this guy, such a good plan, too. 37-year-old by the name of Joseph broke into the Dickerson Park Zoo in Springfield, Missouri, after it closed last week. A zookeeper spotted him and confronted him, but Joseph was prepared with an almost perfect plan.
Okay. What happened?
He commanded the animals to attack the zookeeper for him.
Like his minions?
There was cheetahs nearby. Okay. And unfortunately, they were not in on it for him.
Did they not adhere to his wishes? Did they maybe mistake what he said and say, attack them? And he thought he said, attack him. And he pointed at himself and they mauled him to death.
No. They just kind of ignored him.
Oh.
So the zookeeper called the cops. And when they came, Joseph thought, I should take matters into my own hands.
Okay.
Oh, no.
And he fought the cops. Smart.
Yeah.
Worked out really well for him. So they threw him in the cheetah pen and they ate him. No. He tried to grab one of the cops' guns at one point, and he was charged with disarming an officer, assault, and trespassing.
You grab somebody's gun, you get your ass beat.
Yeah. That's either a solid ass whooping or a straight up shoot.
Yeah, one of the two. Yeah. One of the two. Don't do that.
Definitely tasering.
Don't do that. Okay. So, can we talk about these cheetahs in Missouri?
Okay.
How much does it suck to be a cheetah in Missouri?
They're like drawing straws for everyone's going to go. They're like, hey, you know, if the cheetah ends up going
San Diego Zoo,
Miami, like, you know, it's kind of like the normal client. And they're like, oh, we chose Springfield, Missouri. Son of a bitch.
Dang it. Springfield sounds so cheerful.
I've been to Springfield. It is a dump.
Yeah. Some bad news today, or some good news, rather, since that was the bad news.
Yeah.
I think this is good news. I don't know. I love these stories. Police in Idaho said that they have rounded up a loose turkey that was terrorizing a neighborhood, and now they are searching for its owner. If you've never seen the videos of these ballsy turkeys, when they get emboldened, it is really something else.
Yeah. They like roosters are like, they'll just like chase you.
Yeah. I mean, there was a mailman.
Way bigger than roosters.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
There was a mailman that was terrified of a turkey a few months ago that lived on this property, because anytime that he would go try to deliver the mail, this turkey would chase after him and run him off the property.
You would think like the turkeys would be like really cute and then be like gobble gobble.
Yeah. No, nope. Turkeys are not cute animals. Like Google pictures of turkey faces. They look like aliens.
Yeah, they're terrible looking.
Their whole face looks like an alien scrotum.
Oh.
It's an alien scrotum.
That's what turkey faces look like. Legitimately.
Speaking of drawing straws, like, would you rather be a cheetah that's sent to Springfield, Missouri, or be the animal that has a scrotum face?
But then
cheetah.
I want to be a cheetah.
Yeah, cheetah lives in Missouri. It's not so bad all of a sudden, is it?
So did they find the owner of this turkey?
No. They're in the process right now of trying to find the owner, and they're, you know, having fun with it, talking about how, you know, you can say gobble gobble when you answer the phone.
LOL. Yeah.
Whoever adopts this turkey is just going to eat it.
Yeah, like
it's like the worst time to be up for adoption as a turkey.
Do not start acting up and terrorizing people randomly 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, you idiot.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
As inspiration to do better this week, it's time to revisit the blooper reel.
Has that ever worked? We've been doing this show a long time. We've been doing the blooper reel a long time, Dave. Has playing the blooper reel to inspire us to do better ever worked?
It has not. Mm-hmm. I just don't have any other ideas.
Oh, well, fair enough.
It's the... That's the blooper reel.
He is working on a two-hour movie. It remains unclear when it will be released theatrically or made for television. It remains unclear when it will be released theatrically. It's normal for his dad to go out with his three dogs, Charlie, Cowboy, and Scooby.
Oh, boy.
They love hunting jackrabbits.
I bet Charlie, Cowboy, and Scooty were all Scowboy. Sad. Yeah.
Charlie, Cowboy, and Scooby.
Oh, boy.
They love hunting jackrabbits.
I bet Charlie, Cowboy, and Scooty. Cowboy, and...
Right now, we don't know for sure if Bryan Cranston or Aaron Paul are going to be involved in the project. Right now, we don't know for sure if Bryan Cranston or Aaron Paul are going to be involved in the project.
You're like a dinosaur.
I'm just going to go eat a head of lettuce. Just take a bite right out of the side.
You're like a dinosaur.
I'm just going to go eat a head of lettuce. May 4th and 5th, if you're the first person with the correct answer to this question, you are going to win. If you're the first person with the correct answer to this question, you are going to win.
I am an annual pass holder at Disneyland and know how these things work intricately.
Oh, man.
What? Intricately?
I said intricately.
Did you?
I am an annual pass holder at Disneyland and know how these things work intricately.
Oh, man.
Intricately.
Oh, man.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
These fires in California are nuts right now, and obviously ripping through that area, lots of celebrities live in Southern California. Northern California, there's fires going on as well, but a lot of celebrities losing their homes because of these fires. Gerard Butler being one of them. Also, some famous places where things have been filmed. Westworld set that was also used to film Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, if you remember that hit back in the day. And the Bachelor Mansion. So they have a mansion that they use every season for The Bachelor. The whole thing just burned
it's
to the
done.
Ground.
Oh, man. Yep.
We were visiting Disneyland over the weekend, and while we were there, the Santa Ana winds were kicking up.
Yeah.
On Sunday, like Saturday night, Sunday morning, and you know, the one way out of California back into Nevada is Cajon Pass, and that's very heavily, you know, there's a lot of stuff that can burn down there. And
there's been fires through that area before.
I've seen a fire down there before.
I
mean, like, literally on the side of the road, I'm like, oh, there is a big-ass fire right there.
I saw a fire literally burn across the entire interstate there and burned all of the cars in its way.
Scary. It's scary as hell.
It looked like something out of The Walking Dead. It was just nothing but burned-out vehicles.
We got the hell, so we decided to cut our trip short and got the hell out of there just because didn't want to take any chances.
My
with the
God,
winds.
How could you, man?
Well, no, I'm just
you
saying.
Cut your trip to Disneyland.
We
short.
Didn't even realize.
What
I
a
mean,
travesty!
It's
did you do any rides at least? Like,
no, not on Sunday. But it's unbelievable the devastation that the one up in the northern part of California and the one that's hit in Southern California. You know, a couple of radio industry friends of ours who've been affected as well.
Yeah,
Frank from Frosty, Heidi and Frank, good dude. His house got lost everything.
As a morning show down in L.A., another guy named Joel Denver who works for All Access, which is one of the big industry sites. His house burned down. It's just a bummer.
Horrible.
Man. Frank, for example, you know, he got his family out, which is what's important.
That's what matters. I mean, there's been a lot of people who've unfortunately have not made it out of there. It's crazy.
Yeah, they're saying there's over 200 people unaccounted for now. There's 31 confirmed deaths because of these fires.
Yeah.
And there's still hundreds of people that they don't know where they are at this point.
That's
so
horrible.
Hopefully
they're just not in touch, you know?
So Morrissey was swept off stage Saturday night after a bunch of concert goers rushed the stage. It went down at a San Diego Symphony Hall, which makes it even weirder.
What?
Also, Morrissey getting attacked at a Morrissey concert in San Diego, also very odd. The singer was about to do an encore at the end of the performance. One of the people who rushed him appeared to hit him in the face. He left the stage and never came back. People in the crowd waited a while, but then just said, okay, well, I guess he's not actually coming back.
Yeah.
The guy who hit him was taken off stage in a chokehold. It is not known if he was arrested. My guess is probably. It is unclear if he was injured during the attack. He usually does a meet and greet after his concerts, but he left without any interaction. So the report is that he was getting kind of political on stage, and in these very divisive times, somebody didn't take too kindly to it. Obviously, you're a moron if you attack somebody because you don't...
At a symphony?
Well, if you don't agree with their political beliefs, like physically attack somebody, especially
you paid
on stage.
To go to his show,
right.
You idiot. Though I would like to see Morrissey whoop his ass with the timpani drum. Big ass gong. You know, that would be kind of cool. But
that was the encore. Impressed?
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. God bless America. There's nothing like it. I wouldn't pick it for anything else. You guys, have a great one. Bye.
Message deleted.
Yeah. God bless America.
No better place on the planet that I'd rather be.
And happy Veterans Day. There's a lot of people, obviously, here in Las Vegas and all around the country that sacrifice so much. Yep. But when they're serving, and it's not just them, it's their families, and we are eternally grateful for that.
You know, it's a simple phrase, but it holds so much meaning. You know, freedom is not free.
Yeah.
It just does not.
Yep. So we appreciate you guys and gals that have dedicated so much. And, on Veterans Day, given an opportunity.
You got a little Chris Bode action going?
Oh.
Is that what you got?
Is that what we're going to do?
No,
what,
I don't. I'm so upset that I don't. Nothing. No, I was just going to say like.
I thought you had something like. No. Oh, I thought that's what it was going to be. I thought that's like our go-to when we are getting, like, you know, when we're feeling our love for America is overflowing. Ian, how do you not? You got that coming?
It's on its way. Yes, it's on its way.
He's working furiously. I'm sorry to throw a wrench in the.
I just did.
I mean, it is. I feel like a very appropriate day.
Okay, all right, there you go.
I got it. All right, here we go.
Look at that. You see those goosebumps?
This is weird looking goosebumps.
I know.
What's wrong with your...
Nothing. I just got goosebumps, man.
Large.
Isn't it weird?
He hits... When Chris Bode hits the high on that trumpet...
Mm.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is probably the best rendition of the national anthem ever, right?
I would say so. I mean,
it's my favorite.
It being the most emotional, and it allows for your own interpretation as well.
Yes.
You know,
because there's no words, but you know, you're singing along.
You're singing along in your head, and you sound great.
Oh, I'm phenomenal.
You're a great singer.
But everyone out at Nellis, and you know, all the veterans that are here in Las Vegas, we would really appreciate you guys. So thank you again.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey guys, my wife is into these oils, and all of her friends use these essential oils, and they talk them up like it's the end all, the be all, the all remedies. They say it helps them with this and it helps them with that, and the only thing I can figure out from these essential oils is that they smell good.
Message deleted.
See, I thought he said essential Oreos at first, and I'm like, I can be on board with that all day long.
Oreos, if there's anything that's going to get Mahoney more emotional than the Chris Bode National Anthem, it's Oreo talk.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's Top Stories!
Here's what's making news.
Joe Perry, the guitarist from Aerosmith, collapsed on stage, gets rushed to the hospital. Happened Saturday night in New York City. Eyewitnesses say that he didn't look very good, and one described his complexion as terrible before he lost consciousness.
Okay.
Paramedics reportedly rushed to the scene and worked on the 68-year-old for 40 minutes before giving him oxygen and carrying him out on a stretcher. The cause for the collapse is that, I guess, his blood sugar was low, he had shortness of breath, and so he went down. They're expected to play 18 shows here in Las Vegas at Park MGM in April, May, and June. So the Deuces Are Wild residency is supposed to be getting going for too long. And, you know, that's a little bit up in the air right now. But Joe Perry, the latest reports are that he is looking to make a full recovery.
Is it a Las Vegas curse for bands when they announce a residency that somebody gets ill? Because if you look at what happened with, you know, Blink-182 and Travis Barker, you know, now you've got Joe Perry and Aerosmith is going on. I don't understand why Aerosmith is continually touring still or even doing residencies.
I mean, they still got the energy.
But those guys have hundreds, all of them have hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah, I mean, like, Joe Perry, like I just said, is 68 years old. At some point, you got to go, you know, I'm good.
Maybe it's just like the love for it.
And there was like a good solid 25 years of hard cocaine use.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Like you have not lived a careful 68 years.
Like
you've been running the wheels off this thing for a long time.
You were one of the biggest bands in the world in the 70s.
In the 70s and 80s.
And into the 90s.
And a little bit of the 90s.
And a good portion of the 90s.
Yeah.
Thanks to Liv Tyler and
Armageddon.
Alicia Silverstone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was hard.
Oh, yeah.
Tough to say. Oh. Well, I hope he gets better. You know, that is scary. I think he's a very talented musician. I would love to see some Aerosmith, but I hope he gets better first.
The Wynn Resort's Paradise Park Lagoon project has been shelved and will be replaced by a revamped 18-hole golf course. So they already had a golf course there.
Uh-huh. One of the best.
Ripping it all out
in the country
to put this lagoon there, and now the lagoon's not going to happen. So Wynn wants to have the golf course up and running by this time next year. The closing of the course in December resulted in Wynn missing out on some 16,000 rounds of golf and $10 million to $15 million of business from visitors who have stayed at the Wynn or Encore.
16,000 rounds?
Yeah,
I don't know about all that, really?
That seems like a lot, doesn't it?
Because you know how much it costs to play there?
Mm.
It's like $500 a person.
Oh, really?
And that's like the
yeah.
That's just to walk onto the course.
That ain't
$500.
I'm not sure if you have to be staying at a Wynn property to do that or not. I know you have to at like an MGM for Shadow Creek.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the crazy thing about this is that they were ripping up like trees that were super old, like 50 and 60 and 70 year old trees, like old trees that I don't know if
I don't think you can put those back.
So it's a costly mistake, but also like environmentally.
But also like, hey, let's put a big ass lake in the middle of the desert when there's a water shortage going on.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I saw the renderings. I'm like, that's pretty cool. You'd be able to ride jet skis on that and stuff.
But you know, somebody's going to die.
Of course.
Of course. Of course. You can't give people the tourists of Las Vegas.
40 people almost drown every week at rehab when that was going on. You know,
there's 3 inches of water there.
Just stand up, man. Just stand up. The Wynn is opening their new plaza, though. It's $54 million what they're dropping on it. 75,000 square feet of shopping, and includes things like there's going to be like a Soul Cycle there and a bunch of high-end restaurants and everything else. So, you know, if you want to come to Las Vegas and work out, go on vacation. Am I the only one that every single time I go on vacation, I pack workout clothes, and every single time I come home in my suitcase with clean workout clothes?
I mean,
I'm like, I'm going to do some workouts while I'm on this trip. I'm going to put on some.
Like, as soon as you get back to your hotel room, or like as soon as you wake up, you're going to do your workouts.
Oh, yeah. I've got all these grand plans. And then
I always wear my workout clothes.
You just wear your workout
clothes. Yeah, they're my night clothes.
Smart.
All my workout clothes have become my lounge clothes.
Yeah.
They're very comfortable. Yeah. They're very comfortable, I will say.
Boss
very sheer, also. Yeah. Just saying. Just
very sheer.
Very
sexy.
If you're looking to set a mood.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's the Super STUPID Spelling Bee.
QRSZ3QUATRO.
Steve is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Hey, Steve. How you doing, man?
I'm all right. How are you guys?
Good. So here's how this works. All of us have to go through each round and spell a word correctly. You get to choose who you want to play on your behalf. None of us have seen any of these words in advance. Ian is going to be leading the contest. And you are able to tag in and spell a word for whoever your contestant is if they're having a hard time. But you have to decide that before either of you actually give it a shot and start spelling. Simple enough?
Simple enough.
How are you at spelling?
I'm dyslexic, so.
Oh, good. Wonderful.
Don't laugh at his dyslexia, yeah. Sylvia.
Sorry.
Who are you going to have play on your behalf today, Steve?
Well, Sylvia's been on a hot streak, so I think I'm gonna go with her.
Yeah. 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 You're right. Sylvia's won, what, 2 weeks in a row?
Two? Yeah, I think
yeah,
so.
She's like, fire.
I'm back, man. I'm
yeah.
back.
My bet stands with Ian that Mahoney will not win today. Double or nothing.
Mahoney, I got rent to pay, man. Come on. Uh-huh. Come through for me. Uh-huh. Don't All do right. this to me.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Take it away there, Ian.
Okay. So, the returning champ, Sylvia, your first word, eminently.
God.
Eminently.
Why? Why would you do that?
It's over.
To everyone listening, these are very simple words.
It's over for Steve already.
It is.
Eminently.
Steve, do you want to tag in?
Steve.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I can.
wait. Use it in a sentence.
Oh, boy. Good sign.
Okay. Yeah. Eminently. You will... I don't know, Sylvia. Come on. Why are you doing this to me? I can use eminent. Why do you have to...
Hit that fail button because you can't use it. All
right, fine.
Dummy.
Oh, no. Okay. Okay.
You got this. Come on, Sylvia.
No,
just sound it out. Yes, you do.
No, I don't. Oh, my God. I don't even know how to start it.
Eminently.
5 seconds.
Come on,
Sylvia. I-M-M-E-N. M-M-E-N-T-L-Y.
No, absolutely not. That is so incorrect. No, it is E-M-I-N-E-N. T-L-Y.
That started with an E?
That started with an E. Yes.
Oh,
yes, yes, it does.
I'm so starved.
Yes, it does.
Oh,
yes.
No.
Sorry, all right.
Steve. I was too cocky.
Sorry,
that's
Steve.
What happened.
There's still a chance.
There is. Yeah. There is.
If Mahoney and I do not get a word correct in this round, we will move on to round number two.
Okay, Dave. Okay. Your word, annihilate. Annihilate.
A-N-N. I-H A-L-A-T-E.
No, that's also incorrect. It's A-N-N-I-H-I-L-A-T-E. Which means if Mahoney spells this word right,
oh my God,
he wins the super stupid spelling bee.
And
I get Dave's money.
And you get you just don't have to pay me the $5 you lost last week.
No, that's not how double or nothing works.
Yeah, that's not how double or nothing
works. Yes, it is. I get either double or nothing.
Oh.
That's how double or nothing works. I'm already up $5.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
He hasn't paid me yet.
Fair enough.
You morons.
Fair enough.
Okay,
fair enough.
I learned something today,
fair
too.
Enough.
Okay, Mahoney, to win, you all you have to do is spell tortellini.
Oh, God. I eat enough.
No.
Tortellini.
You should know how to spell this. This is a food. That is, once again, collusion on the part of...
Tortellini? These are all hard words today.
No, these are not hard
tortellini.
Words.
Tortellini. Tortellini is not super hard.
Oh, coming from somebody who couldn't spell eminently?
Mm-hmm. Neither can you.
Mm-hmm.
Tortellini. T-O-R-T... Tortellini. Is it or
eh? No.
I will say the word. It's tortellini. The word is tortellini.
T-O-R-T-A-L-I-N-I?
No, that's wrong, too. Okay, it's T-O-R-T-E-L-L-I-N-I. So at the end of the first round, no one has spelled a word correctly.
Can we get some easier words?
That's really good news for you, Steve. That means that you are still alive somehow because you are surrounded by morons.
Really wrong with us?
Okay.
Really bad for anybody listening to this.
Moving on to round two. Right. Sylvia, back in the game, your word is grotesque. Grotesque.
Oh, man. Okay.
Relax.
Grotesque.
That's easy.
It is. Now I jinx myself. G-R-O-T-E-S-Q-U-E.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Yes.
Sylvia, in the game.
Yes.
All right.
Back in.
Dave, your word, amoeba.
Amoeba?
Amoeba.
Oh, Jesus. A-M. O-E-B-A.
Dave, that is also correct.
Oh. Yes.
Very nice.
Yes.
Mahoney, to stay in the game.
Come on, $5.
Dalmatian.
Dalmatian?
You like dogs. You know how to spell it. It's
I hate
also
Dalmatians,
movie.
Though. Oh.
Dalmatian.
Have you even met a Dalmatian?
Yeah.
All right.
One bit me, man.
Okay.
His name was Roy.
Roy the Dalmatian?
He was an ass.
Screw Roy.
His mom was a bitch. Dalmatian. D-A-L-M-A-T-I-O-N.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah. Mahoney, that is incorrect.
You missed an A in there.
Yep, it's T-I-A-N. That's how you end it. So, Mahoney.
Can we just end this game?
Yeah, we can do it right here.
Oh, I'm so scared.
Sylvia.
Yeah.
Your word is miscellaneous.
Yeah.
Miscellaneous.
That's a gross word.
It is a gross word. I don't like it. It's icky. M-I-S-C-E. L? A. N-E-O-U-S.
No, that is
I
not.
Know.
Oh, you almost had it. It's M-I-S-C-E-L-L-A-N-E-O-U-S.
God, dang it.
Nobody's using any of these words.
It's M-I-S-C, period.
Yeah.
There you go.
Dang
it. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, all right. Oh, jeez. Dave, let's to win the Super Stupid Spelling Bee, all you have to do is spell hearse.
H-E-A-R-S-E.
That is correct. Dave has won the Super Stupid Spelling Bee.
Why wouldn't you, if you got money
Don't,
on this,
no,
why
no.
wouldn't you rig it for me and you give him a word like
Mahoney,
hearse?
I gave you Dalmatian.
That's a tough
and
word.
And tortellini.
Those are tough words. There's hidden bounds.
I'm trying to keep it on the low that I'm, you know,
hey,
gunning
Steve,
for you.
Steve, you seem like a really nice guy, but you lose, you get nothing. I'm sorry, buddy.
I'm so sorry.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, man.
Oh, I'm so disappointed.
God, nobody
awesome.
Went. Nobody
I'm
went
so
to this
yeah.
game.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
So Facebook has launched a new dating app. They announced on Thursday that it has launched a fully functioning dating app within its platform, allowing single users to browse through profiles of others looking for love. The new service just launched in Canada and Thailand after debuting in Colombia, South America in September. 24 million monthly active users in Canada alone.
Well, after reading, having that kind of read,
yeah.
Sign me up. That is so weird. Like, why would you trust Facebook at all in any aspect?
Why do you want Facebook more involved in your life?
Exactly.
So once the users decide they're both interested in each other, they are then able to send each other one test message to see how that goes over.
A test message?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah.
But just one. So that okay. way, if you're, you know, if your one move is to send a picture of your junk, that's all you can do.
So it's kind of like
they
Bumble
should probably
in a way.
Make mm-hmm. it so you can't send a photo on the first message, right?
Yeah. Users also fill out a questionnaire, add profile pictures to the list of preferences, like similar dating apps. Other features for the platform include a second look, a function that allows users to go back and re-review people they accidentally passed on.
I'm just done with Facebook trying to do everything. They tried to be YouTube. They tried to be Craigslist. Now they're trying to be Match.com and Tinder and all this other garbage. Be like normal people on Facebook. If you're trying to get with somebody on there, just slide into their DMs.
Yeah.
You don't need
a second
14th
app.
Facebook app
yeah.
that you're going to force us to download. Here's the Facebook dating app, but then you're going to need an additional app so you can message on the dating app.
Yeah. You need an additional app right now just to message
on Facebook
which
in
is
general.
So annoying.
Which I've never installed on my phone because I just don't care anymore. Like,
I mean, do you even
Facebook.
Use it?
No.
Do you even use Facebook Messenger?
No, never.
Facebook Messenger's garbage.
It's terrible.
And Facebook trying to get, again, I keep seeing, like, during football games over the weekend, there's plenty of the Facebook portal ads that popped up a whole bunch of times when mm-hmm. I was watching.
Yep.
And I just don't know who the target audience is for that. Is it? I can't imagine that it's young people.
No, because I think they're over Facebook.
Facebook has declined significantly in popularity, especially amongst yeah. young people.
But their revenues continue to go up, which is crazy.
Revenues going down big time for Yelp. Yelp cratered 32% on Friday, a day after releasing their third quarter earnings that revealed advertisers are abandoning the site and hurting revenue. Shares fell as low as $29.33, which is a new 52-week low, before pairing some losses to close nearly 27% down at $31.92. So the reason why is because they didn't add any new advertisers this quarter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the way they changed the, I know.
How do you not add a new advertiser during an entire quarter when you've got a company the size of Yelp?
I'm glad Yelp's going away. Yelp sucks.
It's garbage. Yeah. It is basically it is the mob shaking you down.
Anyone that's worked in management at a restaurant or a bar knows the scam of Yelp, because Yelp representatives will call you and they say, well, we can bury and or remove bad reviews of your restaurant.
So you can't really trust it.
Of course you can't trust it.
So no wonder it's like going down.
The thing that I would like to see, I hope that they, you know, breaks through as far as a restaurant platform goes. I don't need to read your reviews. Post pictures of the food. Post a star rating, and that's it. I don't need some, you know, try hard, pissed off, let me speak to the manager clown opining for 48 paragraphs on why they didn't get enough ice in their Coke.
Is there anyone more annoying in the world than the people that are like the professional Yelpers that act like they're food critics when they walk into a place? Like, you just ordered buffalo wings. Like, shut up and eat your wings.
The worst part of the internet and the worst part of social media in general is that every idiot thinks that their opinion matters.
Yes.
In some way, shape, or form, and that what you have
to say. None of our opinions actually matter.
Nothing. We actually have a platform that is a radio station. It's a medium that's been around for 100 years. What we say means nothing.
No one's paying attention.
Nobody.
Just like your stupid Yelp review. No one's listening
right now.
To you. I could say anything I want. Sasquatch. Ah! No one even heard it.
That's my safe word.
Dave Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X1075.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Should you tell someone they're really not that funny or just let them continue on? What happens if it's someone that's really close, you know, close to you that, you know, I don't know. I'm asking for a friend. Totally not me. Not at all. You know, talking about an unfunny wife.
Message deleted.
Yeah, no, I've never been in a situation where you spend a lot of time with somebody who thinks that they're a lot funnier than they actually are. I can't relate to that at all, sir.
Yeah, I'm sure
I don't
you
know
can,
what you're
Dave.
Talking about.
I can, though. You know, I've got a friend who I spent a lot of time with over the years, and everybody hates him.
Uh-huh.
And he actually thinks he's really, really funny. The only person who puts up with him is me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's why he's your friend?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Justin.
Okay.
He's a great guy. I love him, but he, like, really does think that he's hilarious.
Why is it not clicking? Is he just like the delivery
how old is he?
I mean, he's 40.
Oh boy.
Four now? 45? You know. Great guy.
I'm sure.
Well, I'm curious. I want to know his humor. Like, why does he think he's so funny but nobody else?
He's just
does?
One of those guys who he thinks he's funny, but he is not funny.
Huh.
I feel like when it comes to humor, you have to have a really good sense of where you fall on the spectrum.
Yeah.
Like Mahoney is considerably funnier than I am.
Yeah.
But Mahoney is also considerably funnier on the radio than he is in real life. Like if you're hanging out at a house party, Mahoney's not like cracking jokes and saying wild over the top stuff. This is what he does.
Don't you do like stand up or want to do stand up?
I mean, I have a set, but I'm not going to do it.
How old is that set? Like how long
it's
have
like
you had it for?
8 years old now.
Like, anyway,
you've never performed it?
High school's wrapped up.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Have any of you had a slip before that got you into some kind of trouble? Maybe called a significant other in ex's name, or maybe let it slip that you hate someone?
Message deleted.
I've never called anybody the wrong name, right? Like,
no.
As far as exes go.
How does that happen? Like,
well, I mean, you
like
know.
when that's going on.
Similar names.
Yeah.
That's why if you're going to date somebody, you got to like, you got to mix it up to avoid that.
Yeah, like if you're dating Melissa, you can't start dating a Mandy right after
that,
right? You know?
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Or like a Sylvia and Sandy. That's too close.
Sylvia and Sandy.
Yeah, it's, I mean, both S's. No? Those are not? No. I thought those were kind of...
Please leave a message.
Kind of similar.
Do you guys ever lay in bed at night and just think about some of the weirdest or strangest things out there? Like, For example, last night, I was laying in bed and I was wondering, how come there's no black holes near Earth, but they're so far away? Like, out of all that space out there, there's no black holes near us?
Message deleted.
Wow, you haven't met my ex.
Is her name Sandy?
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X1075.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Got a good one for today's Redneck Report, and we'll start with a story about a little bit of fun on a Saturday night.
I mean, who doesn't love letting loose on the weekend, right, yeah. Dave?
This is down in the Florida Keys. It was a campsite. A guy, 54 years old, has been charged with aggravated battery as a result of what started out as just, like you said, a little bit of weekend fun. He was drinking at his campsite when his neighbor of just 2 days came over with his wife, Michelle. A couple brought a bottle of tequila for them all to share.
Okay, I mean, that's very neighborly of them.
Once they started talking to Mr. Rodriguez, whose campsite it was, the couple noticed that he had already been drinking. Mm-hmm. Rodriguez was getting loud and acting rudely. At one point, he fell on the ground. The wife, Michelle, went back to her campsite, but her husband remained with Rodriguez to help him up and into his RV. Another neighbor came over to help carry Rodriguez, but gave up, leaving Bill alone in his endeavor. That's when police said that Rodriguez grabbed Bill's left hand and bit his finger, taking off the tip of his pinky.
Oh, he's chompy.
Dude! What are you doing?
The police report notes that the weapon used in the alleged attack was the, quote, suspect's mouth.
How hard are you biting that you bit off?
Have you not watched, he bit Charlie's finger or Charlie bit my finger? Any amount of biting of a finger or any sort of appendage
really painful.
Is not cool.
Yeah.
Ow.
If somebody bites off the tip of my fingertip, I feel like you got free will to just do whatever at that point, right? I was defending myself.
Yeah, you can poke their eyes out with a little nub of the bone that's poking out.
I will,
because that's going to hurt.
I will never point again at that point, you know? You can't
what am I going to do when I'm trying to offer people directions?
It's over. Use there. A middle finger?
I can't even tell.
You can't. That's bad.
You're going to offend people. American Airlines flight attendant is suing because she said that she was dragged down the aisle by her scarf by a fellow crew member. She is suing American Airlines as a result. And just the description of her saying that I was dragged down the aisle by those little decorative scarves that they have to wear.
Yeah, like the really thin
ones. Paints a picture.
Yeah, really paints a clear picture.
Yeah.
She said that her and another flight attendant got into a big fight, and this one woman maliciously dug her fingernails into my arm, slammed the door on my beverage cart.
On her baby cart.
On her arm, then grabbed my scarf, choked me, and dragged me down the aisle in front of the passengers. All right.
I mean, it's not United.
No.
Can you imagine being on that flight and seeing all this go down? You're like, so do we get free drinks, or?
What are you going to do with that beverage cart you just slammed?
I see that her arm stopped the door from closing fully.
I feel like it's free for me to get it. Like, I shouldn't have to pay.
If you are going to get into a fight on an airplane, not saying that you should, probably shouldn't.
No.
But the two best weapons to go for, A, first choice, seatbelt extender.
Seatbelt extender.
Swing that thing around like a lasso and or a
nunchucks. Yep.
Number two, the drink cart. See, this is where I feel like when she said she closed her drink cart in the door, you just run that thing straight into her shin.
Into her shin.
Just right into it.
Yeah.
And she will be limping around for a good solid month. Because if you ever, that's why I don't sit on the aisle anymore. I've been hit too many times in the lower part of the shin by the drink cart that I have I have flashbacks. It's not cool.
You have drink card PTSD?
I do.
A 36-year-old constable in Toronto has been forced to resign this week. He pleaded guilty to attempting to obstruct justice in connection with an incident in January. The son of a longtime Toronto police officer, he was part of a team that raided an illegal marijuana dispensary at 5 p.m. on January 27th, and this whole thing has been playing out in court since. The officer agreed to go get pizza for the squad as they were going through the pot shop. While walking out of the store, he saw several cannabis-infused chocolate bars, which he pocketed.
All right.
Along with one of the other cops, he ate the chocolate while on surveillance and became seriously intoxicated. He said he even thought he was going to die. He asked his partner to radio for help, but she said, "You're just high, dude. Relax." The officer eventually grabbed the radio from his partner, ran up the street, and started calling for help. When other officers rushed to the scene, one of them slipped on ice and suffered a head injury.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
like a cartoon.
It's so bad.
Oh my gosh.
The judge in the case called the Toronto cop a, quote, complete idiot.
Sounds about right.
And last but not least, a man got into an altercation with his coworker, and he stabbed him. He stabbed him right in the ass.
With what?
It was about 3:20 a.m. on Sunday when Kansas police were called to a disturbance with a weapon at a local apartment complex. When law enforcement arrived at the crime scene, officers learned that alcohol was involved in a coworker dispute. One of the men physically assaulted his coworker by pinning him to the ground. In self-defense, the man who was pinned to the ground then stabbed his coworker in the butt. So this guy's got full mount, and he stabbed him in the ass.
I mean, I guess that's kind of like if you are mounted and there's a guy on top of you, that's probably the most non-lethal spot to stab.
But I mean, if you're...
I feel like that's pretty far, right?
What did he stab him with? That's what I'm curious about, because...
A spork.
A spork?
A spork.
What? Really?
When have you ever heard of
it? Surprise figure. Ooh.
Oh, this is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Tipsy or toddler?
Johnny is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Johnny? How you doing, man?
Not much. Going to work.
All right, so here's how this game works. We have got some different audio clips for you that we are going to just read, and then we'll play you the audio clip after you make your guess. But you're just trying to figure out, based on the words that were said, were they said by somebody who's had too much to drink, somebody who's tipsy, or a toddler? Because many times after a handful of adult beverages, we start thinking and acting like toddlers.
We regress.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Do you have experience with people that have had too much to drink, or toddlers, or both?
Mostly drunk people. I got no kids.
Okay. All right. Again, we have a total of five. You get three or more correct, you're going to be our winner today. Mahoney, whenever you're ready, take it away with clip number one.
Here we go. C. I go under war for a change. Oh my God. I never wear under war. Okay. You want to see it? I got under. No. Wait. Wait. There it is.
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
Oh, my gosh. Can you say it again?
No.
Straight up. Nope.
I'm going to go.
What are you going with?
I'm going to say drunk.
Tipsy is.
Correct. Very nice.
Yeah.
Let's have a listen.
See, I got underwear on for a change. Oh my God. I never wear underwear, okay? You want to see it? I got underwear. No. Wait, wait. There it is.
She sounds like such a fun time, doesn't she?
No.
Get out of my apartment.
Please.
Go home.
All right, you're on the board with one. Here we go. On to number two, Sylvia.
He moved high. He said, I hate this job. I have to work all day long. He said, I said, get out of here, you little pawn art. What I see?
Tipsy or toddler, Johnny?
I'm going to say tipsy.
Tipsy is.
Incorrect, I'm sorry. That was a toddler. Sounded like a tipsy person. Yeah. Let's have a listen.
He moved it. He said, I hate this job. I have to work all day long. He said, and I said, get out of here, little pawn art. What I see?
A little pawn art. Why does that seem mildly racist? I don't know.
I said, get out of here, little pawn art.
All right, kid. So, yeah, one correct, one incorrect. Here we go on to clip number three. I want to lead you to the right path. I'm not going to lead you to the path I'm going. I want you to go that way. I don't want you to leave to the path I'm going right now, which is the middle way. You ain't going that way. You ain't going this way. You going that way.
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
Oh, gosh, that's hard. Let's go tipsy again. 3 for 3.
Tipsy is correct.
That sounds somewhat profound.
Let's have a listen.
I'm going to lead you to the right path. I'm not going to lead you to the path I'm going. I want you to go that way. I don't want you to lead to the path I'm going right now, which is the middle way. You ain't going that way. You ain't going this way. You going that way.
All right.
Okay. Was he giving kind like of
profound? Yeah.
Is that like drunk Tony there. Robbins?
Yeah.
Is that what's happening right there?
All right, Johnny, you got two correct. All you have to do is get one more right, and you're going to win. Mahoney?
Oh! Smiley faces. Or Nate, or Yank. Yank, if you wanna. If you, you know, for the door.
Oh, my.
Oh, wow.
Tipsy or toddler for the win.
How about toddler?
Toddler for the win is correct. You get it.
I've seen that movie, Ornate or Yank.
Let's have a listen.
Oh, smiley faces. Ornate or Yank. Yank.
I remember this.
If you want, if you, for the door.
No.
Congratulations to you, Johnny. You pulled it off today, man.
Awesome.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
So every year they induct toys into the Toy Hall of Fame.
Uh-huh.
And the 2018 class has been announced. Back in September, they announced 12 finalists. And the nine toys that did not make it in this year, American Girl dolls.
Okay.
I don't even know what that is.
Nope.
That, I mean,
they're,
thing?
They're actually like dolls. They're pretty big, and you
kinda
can like dress them
patch
up.
Dolls? Okay.
Yeah,
chalk.
Chalk is chalk is
a, just chalk in general.
Chalk considered a toy?
That's classic.
I think it would have to be street chalk if it wanted to be like specific.
Yeah,
right. That's why I didn't get in.
You think that nobody wanted chalk to vote for it because it'd be too obvious? You just put it in a chalk play.
Yeah.
Chutes and ladders.
No.
He-Man action figures.
What? He-Man.
That's the one you get mad about? He-Man?
Yes. Masters of the Universe? There's a. If you haven't watched the Netflix documentary on Masters of the Universe, it is amazing.
I don't know. Skeletor is my favorite.
I also love that this didn't make it in. The sled.
What? That's classic.
Tic-tac-toe. Tickle Me Elmo. I feel like that's still a little too.
That's too
recent.
It's too young.
And I don't feel like it belongs in the Hall of Fame.
Not yet. No.
Not
it
ever.
It didn't go. It right. had a run of like a year.
A year where people were nuts about him and then nobody cared.
Chutes and ladders. Tic-tac-toe.
What is electric football? What is that?
That's it. Oh, man. Like in the 80s. You remember that? It was just like a red dot. And that's like basically it had an LED screen and it was really, really crappy. Huh. But it was I guess your friends didn't have any, but I felt like every kid I knew had one of those, or at least you had a friend who had one.
Are you saying because you were a rich kid and I wasn't?
I wasn't. Yeah,
he's calling you poor.
Call me poor.
No, call me poor.
No, I'm an only child.
I guess you
child.
And your friend didn't. I didn't have friends. I had a friend. His name is Sam.
So what made it in?
There's three things that made it in. Uno made it in.
Uno beat out Chutes and Ladders?
Yeah.
I would agree with that. Okay. Uno is pinball.
Sure.
Okay.
But is pinball a toy? I feel like that's a game.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess the other ones are a game too, but whatever. Yeah.
And then finally, and I'm furious about this one, the Magic 8 Ball.
Oh, that's garbage. That's not
really
a toy.
Those damn things never, ever work
and
for me.
All they do is they're used as a weapon by young boys, and then they create a giant stain on whatever floor or surface the inner crap gets spilled on.
Never spilled mine.
And then your dog...
Isn't it like ink?
It's bad inky water. And then your dog licks it up, he gets sick, then you got to take him out to the farm.
Wow.
You don't take it to the vet?
Jesus Christ, that took a dark turn.
We don't have a lot of money.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey guys, it's Steampunk. Do you guys think it's a legit subculture or just a very expensive hobby?
Message deleted.
Steampunk?
Steampunk? Is it a legit subculture?
I mean, it seems like it's a subculture. If you're not familiar with what steampunk is, let me explain it to you for my rudimentary description of it.
Wait, what kind of?
Rudimentary.
Oh, all right.
So basically, it's futuristic stuff set in the past,
right.
Mostly powered by like steam engines and stuff of that nature.
So, for example, a lot it became a big interior decorating fad about 5 years ago, where a lot of bars and restaurants had like a steampunk type of decor, like the Edison light bulbs and all that type of stuff, exposed wire and copper pipes and all that stuff.
People who dress up like that, you know, so like old timey dress fused with modern technology that's powered by old school engines.
Yes, they are powering the monocle business single-handedly at this point.
It's a bunch of rich hipsters because you have to have a lot of money
to be in
to do that.
Steampunk.
Yeah, you're not like that's not the that's so I, as far as the subculture goes, rich and hipster, I hate you. Like, I mean, really?
Yeah. The whole point of being a hipster is because
you're poor.
And so it you have to make things that aren't inherently hip.
Yes.
Like shopping at thrift stores.
Shorts.
Didn't used to be cool.
Cut off shorts.
Right.
What? Cut off shorts? What?
Cut off shorts.
Mahoney's trying to bring those back.
Are you?
Yeah.
Why?
2019, skinnier.
I got great calves, man.
That's right.
Got to show these bad boys off.
Uh-huh.
Why don't you show them off now?
Please leave a message after the tone.
The idea of having the same job for more than 10 years scares me. You know, I don't want to look at the sales report like the rest of my life. I should like climb a mountain or something.
Message deleted.
Well, you definitely shouldn't climb a mountain. That's a terrible idea. That's how everyone dies.
Lots of people die. If you go to Mount Everest, there's a... actually, they use dead bodies as navigational points on Mount Everest.
Yep, there's that dead guy that's been frozen into the side of the mountain.
Which they look
still
so weird.
Still in the neon boots.
Yep.
That's a guy. That's a thing. We're
but, I mean, the whole idea of like staying at the same job for 10 years, like that's very rare now. Like back in our parents' generation, you'd get a career out of college and you'd stay there for your whole career a lot of times.
Yeah. My grandfather worked for the gas company for 30 years.
Yeah.
Literally 30 years.
That was the norm. Yeah.
And retired at, I mean, he was started at 19, retired at 49 years old. You know, but worked 30 years, same job, you know, has a great pension. But now, the way that the market is, they say on average, you should probably be looking for a new job every 2 or so years.
Oh, that's funny. Our 2-year contract is about to come up.
Dude, we've worked for CBS / Intercom for 15. But that's, they say, you get the most out of, that's the best way to get to your income potential.
So
we can take a big leap if we're just willing to uproot our whole lives and move to Texas again.
How did that work out for us?
Really well.
I'm sure another part of Texas would be great for us, right? Houston? Nah, Dallas.
Yeah. That'll be different.
Okay.
Huh?
You guys, we're moving to Dallas. You ready? No, we're not. We're not.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I'm fine.
That is a grandma question. How often should I call my grandma? She, you know, puts the grandma guilt trip on me. Should I just make it an everyday thing? I don't know. What do you guys think?
Message deleted.
No, you can't make it every day. It's got to be special.
Like
that's why I call my grandma once every 4 months. So she really looks forward to it.
Okay.
it's like once a month, I think, is fairly acceptable. It depends on your relationship with your grandma.
I feel like if I were to call any more than that, I'd be bugging them.
I don't like talking on the phone in general. I don't have that much stuff to report.
I don't have anything to say. Like, what's new? I'm doing the same thing I've been doing for the last 12 years.
You can text them.
So, my grandma fancies herself. She's 96.
Oh, dang.
Okay. She fancies herself to be hip, you know. I'm with it, with the technology.
Okay.
And so
she on Facebook?
She's not on Facebook, but she'll FaceTime me.
Okay.
And she'll
advanced.
And if she's got an iPhone, that's pretty solid.
She does have an iPhone, but I don't think she knows how to lock it. So she'll FaceTime me, and I'll do it from time to time.
Sure.
And she forgets to point the phone at her face. Like, she holds it up to her ear while FaceTiming me, and I just see all of her ear hair. I'm like, Grandma. She's 96.
It happens when you get older, man.
Yeah.
When you get older.
Yeah.
And then I don't think she knows how to lock her iPhone.
Uh-huh.
And so throughout the course of the next several weeks, she'll FaceTime me about 400 times inadvertently.
But she's giving it a solid effort, man.
Yeah.
Like, could you imagine what kind of effort we're going to give when we're 96? I'm not going to try to.
Or like technology.
I'm already over technology and I'm in my 30s.
Yeah, it's just like, tired, bored of it.
I won't learn a new operating system for the phone. No. I would love to switch over to Androids. The phones that they're putting out look awesome. Pictures. Why is it that everybody who has like the LG or the big Android?
Oh, phone, yeah. Like
their pictures are crisp as hell.
You're at a concert and you see them holding up their phone like, Jesus, what is that? That's amazing. And you're like, look down at your $3,000 iPhone that takes crappy, grainy pictures.
Crappiest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we won't switch because, you know.
No. We're
too old.
Too old.
Cool.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X 107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So you know how a lot of people will buy their social media interactions, they'll buy the likes, they'll buy the comments, all that stuff, and it's to pretend like they're more popular than they actually are. Like, we know that you paid for all of your followers, you have 458,000 followers, and you get 46 likes a picture. Obviously fake, right?
How dare you, Dave? This my 468,000 fans at Mahoney Sucks on Instagram are very discerning about the pictures that they like.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
They just have a palette that is more refined than most of us
can
understand.
They only like the finest.
I see.
You know,
okay.
So.
All right.
Well, this band took things to the next level. They're a band out of L.A. called Threaten, and they were able to book an entire tour in Europe despite having no fan base whatsoever. And the process is now crashing down around them. The band's frontman and leader, Jared Threaten, posed as a non-existent booking agent promoter to land the gigs, used faked live footage of allegedly packed shows in Los Angeles, bought Facebook likes, event RSVPs and YouTube views, and lied about ticket sales numbers to swindle venue owners and talent buyers into taking on the shows. A post by the venue The Underworld, which hosted one night, alleged that the band's agent claimed the band had sold 291 tickets in advance, but only three people turned up to the show.
I wanted to see like the kind of music he played, so I found some on YouTube, and it's...
I've got it right here,
as a
matter of
fact.
Okay. Here we go.
This band's they're called Threaten?
Threaten.
Okay.
I will take no...
It's not as bad as I would expect.
No, but it's just, it's so generic. And I saw a music video for one of his songs, and it's basically him playing the guitar. It's him singing. It's him, like, modeling
he's
something.
A man,
and
he's a man
he's
of
drumming.
Many talents. How dare you, Sylvia? You
no, know, it's just, it's
he
so
does
cheap.
It, all.
It looks so
he
cheap.
He does it all.
No. I've got some more.
Oh, good.
The one who speaks his mind is ostracized for so long. His words with two meanings.
It's like an untalented Coheed and Cambria.
Are you digging it, Mahoney?
I don't hate this. I don't love it. I don't hate it, though.
Are you one of the three people that showed up?
Maybe.
Can you imagine if you were one of the three people that
to go
showed
see
up?
Threaten. I would love it. That's like a private concert.
Well, now
I was at a Hoobastank show, one of their very first ones.
Oh, yeah?
In like the year, it was like 99 or something like that. And I was like one of six people at the show. And that show won't
But it's probably like, you know, fans that are looking at the opener.
There were no fans for that. There was five other people. We were in that bar by mistake.
Really?
Because we were
sad.
Just drinking. And Hoobastank went on.
Bad news. As of right now, half of his band has quit mid-tour, and they're headed home to the United States with four shows remaining.
Wait, I thought he did the guitar and the drumming.
Yeah, well, there's somebody else that was in the band, and they have left now. And the show that was scheduled to take place on Sunday, this past Sunday, has now was canceled.
I feel like
Jared's going to do.
This is like the guy, the drummer who got who left Blink 182 before they blew up. Man, this is the moment. I mean, he's making national news
right
now with his band's tour about Europe. I'm sure it's going to garner quite a bit of success, or at least notoriety, that people are going to start showing up, at least out of pity.
Can you imagine that argument that he was having with the band member who was leaving? He's like, you better not leave. And the guy goes, are you threatening me?
And then
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
The sweet sounds of a laundromat.
Dirty laundry.
I think what makes this story so unique to me, Ian, is not that there's a guy that does drugs and ended up in a situation like this, but it's the fact that this guy is a meth head, and I don't totally hate him.
Like, no.
Meth normally turns you into a total hateable dirtbag, which is why you don't do meth, kids.
I'm going through that same dilemma as well, Dave. I want to not like him because of his decisions he's made in life, but I can't because he's so charming, and also he's got a, let's be honest, this is a pretty cool story.
Is it a cool story?
Yeah, I mean,
he's just looking for love. He's just going about it all the wrong way.
It's an interesting story. Cool might be a stretch.
A meth love tale featured in this week's Dirty Laundry. And for those of you that are new to the show, Dirty Laundry, Ian just goes out to laundromats around town, the shadiest ones he can find, and he talks to people and just says, hey, tell me your deepest, darkest secrets. That's what happened here, and this guy did have quite the story.
Dirty laundry.
How's the laundry going today, my friend?
It's dirty, and we got to get it cleaned up here.
I've told you, the segment is called Dirty Laundry. Just tell me something you've never told anybody before. You were telling me about a time you were at a house and maybe there were some drugs involved. Now, what kind of drug are we talking here?
Meth. That's my preferred.
When was the last time you did some meth?
Probably about a couple hours ago, probably.
You were doing some meth and you were at a house? What's the story, man?
Well, I got left there, and the people, I didn't even really know them that well, and I was there about 15 minutes, and they started, like, doing it in the living room there, right in front of me. And
was this just two other people, or how many people were in the living room?
There's just the three of us, and that's the first time and only time I've got into something like that, but I loved it. He was from, and she told me to come over and, you know, join in right there, and she... I liked it.
Did you and this particular gentleman ever lock eyes during that?
No. And I see that girl around every once in a while, but I haven't seen the guy.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how cute was she?
Back in the day then, I'd give her a 8 or a 9.
Any weird tattoos or anything like that on her?
I think she had a butterfly just above her tailbone butt right there.
So she had a butterfly lower back tattoo?
Yes.
You know that's called a tramp stamp, right?
Yes, I do.
Now, was that like a marathon session? Did that three-way go on for like 6 hours, or was it a fairly quick experience?
No, it went on for a while. It went on most of the night, actually.
Say you were presented with that same situation again. Would you do it?
I'd definitely do it. I'd recommend it for anybody. But yeah, I'd like to even do it with more, you know, even...
Wait, with more? Okay, what's the most amount of people you would have sex with at one time?
I haven't really thought of it. Probably 7. No, you got to have more. Well, 7's, I'd throw it off a little bit. 7's an odd number, so somebody's going to have to be a roamer. You know what I'm saying?
I think that we have misunderstood this whole story, and I think that you misheard him, as did we, on the first pass of this. He didn't say that meth was his drug of choice. He said math.
I've told you, the segment is called Dirty Laundry. Just tell me something you've never told anybody before. You were telling me about a time you were at a house and maybe there were some drugs involved. Now, what kind of drug are we talking here?
Math.
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 Math is totally different.
Math.
Yeah, add you, subtract your clothes, let's multiply.
It's top stories.
Here's what's making news.
So we told you about the band from Los Angeles that faked having a fan base in order to book a European tour that literally nobody showed up for, with the exception of three people.
Brilliant.
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 Yep. Now we have a couple of other contenders for the great thinker of the day. First up is an off-duty cop from Sarasota. He was arrested Friday at the St. Pete Clearwater International Airport for allegedly pushing a flight attendant, battering his own son, and refusing to leave the airport after he was told he was too drunk to fly. Mm-hmm. Derek Gilbert, 51, was trying to fly to Greensboro, North Carolina with his son, Ty, who was 18. When Gilbert boarded his flight, he was slurring his words, his eyes were glassy, and he seemed confused. He was too drunk to find his seat. After being asked to leave, he allegedly pushed a 25-year-old flight attendant by the name of Kelby. He also pushed his own son, Kelby, who was trying to get him to leave, and grabbed him by the neck. Deputies were called to the scene to find Gilbert yelling profanities and refusing to leave the ramp for the airplane. They still tried to give him an out. Authorities told Gilbert that if he didn't leave the airport, he'd be arrested for trespassing. That's when he promptly informed them that they couldn't arrest him because he was a Sarasota police officer. Oh. They said, "We disagree," and they arrested him and charged him with a count of battery, a count of domestic battery, and a count of trespassing.
So is he trying to be like, I'm one of you guys.
Guys.
You can't
I'm
do
one of the
that.
You can't do that.
We're brothers.
No. Yes, we can. You've been, you and I have made many cross-country flights together, Dave,
yes,
over the years.
Yep.
And we've imbibed our fair share on a couple of those flights.
We drank them out of beer one time on a Southwest flight.
We did.
From here to Chicago, which really isn't that long of a flight.
And flying back into Las Vegas many times, you see people are very, very, very drunk.
Mm-hmm.
I have never seen somebody so drunk that they were unable to find their own seat, though.
Right. Yeah.
That is a special level,
that is next
of
level
drunkenness.
Drunk. Yep. I mean, I'm not mad at you. I mean, the whole joy, if there is one, of travel days is just being able to get bombed while you're flying.
Like
the
day's a wash anyway.
There's nothing else to do. And you can just put the little thing on your email, like, I'm traveling today.
Yep.
And you have no responsibility. That's why traveling is even worth it. I don't really ever need to go anywhere. I could probably just get it done remotely, but I want to go there because I have a travel day on either side where I just sit there and drink all day.
It's a great sky bar, and you can start drinking at 10 a.m., and there is
earlier.
There is no judgment whatsoever.
No. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, you want some drinks? No problem. Here's a $36 Bloody Mary.
In the airport, there's no judgment whatsoever, but I feel like once you get onto the plane, though, some judgment starts to happen. Because I always feel like a lush when I ask for, like, three beers on the initial pass, because I know, like, if we're going to be flying in a five-hour flight...
Trying to save you time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I do feel judged, and I also feel judged when we're the only ones who are continually, like, ringing the, like...
Bing!
The little...
Need another beer.
Bing!
Another beer, please. Bing. Sir, that's not what the button's supposed to be used for. Bing, bing, bing. Another beer. A Florida man faked his arrest to propose to his girlfriend. I hate people like this. Jim and Beth had been planning on getting married, but he had yet to present her with a ring. So he got together with his buddies from the Jupiter Police Department and staged a proposal. As they were driving, he purposely made an illegal U-turn. And one of his police pals pulled him over in the parking lot of the Starbucks where he works. Jim was told to step out of the car and was handcuffed. A confused Beth was asked to come out with her hands up. That's when Jim got down on one knee and proposed.
That's a little much. Okay, you get pulled over, you take him. But when she has to get out of the car with her hands up,
yeah,
you have taken that one step too far.
What if Beth was like a renegade waiting to happen and she like threw a smoke bomb, kicked the cop's ass, and sprung her fiance because she loves him so much?
It's a Bonnie and Clyde type stuff going on there. Yeah.
Like had some hedge clippers that she snapped the chain on the handcuffs with.
The boyfriend's like, I just wanted to propose.
No, baby, no, that was my friend that you just drop kicked.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
If you like.
The whole encounter was filmed by one of Jim's colleagues at the Starbucks.
So he's so cheeky. When it comes to proposing, I don't know, because we're men, and we are inherently, we don't care about whatever. No. We just want to make, all we care about is making you happy.
Right.
Okay. Right? Our significant others.
Yeah.
But do you want, as a woman, Sylvia, would you want a intricate proposal, or do you just not care?
I just want to be simple. I just want him to get like down on one knee or just like present me with a ring, and that's it. Nobody's like paying attention to us. It's just a moment between us.
What if he did it in a restaurant? Would that make you uncomfortable?
Yes, it would.
It makes me uncomfortable every time I see an engagement in a restaurant.
Because like I feel like everybody's watching you. I don't want that.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to eat my salmon over here. Come on, man. Let's wrap this up, and I need to get my check.
Are you obligated to go over and say thank you or like congratulations?
No.
Oh, it's like when
I'm
the
not thanking not, you not or really congratulating
congratulations.
You.
It's like when the really pathetic smattering of applause starts after something like that or somebody else's birthday. It's like two people in the restaurant. Mahoney's over there. Ding! Another drink. Ding! Another drink.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
It is time for Know the Show, 702-791-1075, if you know the answer to this.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
Have you ever even met a Dalmatian?
Yeah. One bit me, man.
Okay.
His name was...
The Dalmatian?
He was an ass. Mom was a bitch.
Oh, wow.
That's no one's gonna get that.
That is really tough. Mahoney's is still mad at this Dalmatian after all these years that bit him. Doesn't like Dalmatians as a whole because of what this one Dalmatian did to him. I can't really vouch for Dalmatians because I don't know any personally. Never have.
You didn't like 101 Dalmatians.
This is the one and only that you met though, and it bit you.
The one that I knew on like a regular basis, not just saw in passing.
702-791-1075. First person in with the correct answer, if it's possible, is going to get set up with a gift card for Aces and Ales.
Nobody's going to get this.
All right, well, let's try. Let's see what we got. X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
Kevin.
Kevin, what's the correct answer?
Because he doesn't like Dalmatians.
No.
That's his name.
X107.5, what's the Dalmatian's name?
I think he said Ralphie.
Ralphie, no.
It's so close, though. Give it to
really
him.
Close.
Who cares?
Hang on. I'm going to try two other people, and if they don't get it, we'll just give it to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. X107.5, what is the Dalmatian's name?
Ray.
Oh, even closer.
That's so close.
It's even closer.
Oh, no.
Go to the next one, Dave.
All right. X107.5, what's the Dalmatian's name?
No, his name is Roy.
Roy, yes!
Wow. That's awesome.
I can't believe anybody remembers that. That's wild.
Roy the
dumbass Dalmatian.
I was going to say something else. It starts with a D. But congratulations to you, man. Thanks so much for listening this morning.
Thank you, guys.
All right, man.
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Impressive.
Screw you, Roy.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines, here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X 107.5.